From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iranian officials say that all 66 people on board one of its domestic airlines were killed after it crashed into the Zagros Mountains. A spokesman says the dead are 60 passengers, including a child, and then crew members. The flight had left Tehran Sunday morning for the city and province, a flight of some 560 kilometers. The Iranian Red Crescent said it has deployed teams to the area, but the weather was reported to be bad and helicopters could not land near the crash site. Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. More demonstrations from students responding to a deadly shooting rampage that occurred last week in Florida. Emma Gonzalez is a survivor of the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, who spoke at a Florida gun control rally Saturday, 3 days after the armed former student killed 17 of her classmates and teachers. Other students joined her.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people. Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again.
Gonzalez spoke bluntly to her audience, hundreds of people who gathered at the Fort Lauderdale Federal Courthouse, about 45 kilometers from the suburb where the shooting took place. The gunman, who is being held at a county jail without bond, has admitted carrying out the shootings with a semi-automatic rifle. According to the county sheriff's office, he had been expelled for disciplinary reasons last year from the school. This is VOA News. Moscow has dismissed U.S. charges against several Russian citizens and companies for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence. Henry Ridgewell reports from Munich.
Moscow's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov did not directly mention the U.S. indictments in his speech.
You know, I have no reaction at all because one can publish whatever one wants. We see how accusations, statements, allegations multiply. Until we see the facts, everything else is just blather.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said the United States has learned how to fight back.
The United States will expose and act against those who use cyberspace, social media, and other means to advance campaigns of disinformation, subversion, and espionage.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News at the Munich Security Conference, Germany.
212 undocumented immigrants have been arrested in Southern California over the past week, according to the U.S. federal government. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency says that they were arrested in 122 businesses during a five-day sweep. In its statement issued Friday, ICE Deputy Director Thomas Homan said because sanctuary jurisdictions like Los Angeles prevent ICE from arresting criminal aliens in the secure confines of a jail, officers are forced to conduct at-large arrests in the community. He continued that fewer jail arrests mean more arrests on the street, and that also requires more resources, which is why they're forced to send additional resources to different areas. Reports from California said some employees did not show up for work on the day their employer was slated for an inspection. Israel has responded with airstrikes against six Palestinian targets after an improvised explosive device blew up near the Israeli-Gaza border, fenced in, injuring four Israeli soldiers, two of them seriously. One of the targets included what the military said was a weapons manufacturing site and an underground tunnel being built in the direction of Israel. Two Palestinians were injured in the raids. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion on Israel's southern frontier with the territory controlled by the Islamist group Hamas. Rescuers discovered nine more bodies Sunday beneath the ruins of an Indian hotel, bringing the known death toll from explosion, which tore through a wedding party, to 18, according to officials. A gas cylinder exploded late Friday at the hotel in the western states, reducing the venue to ruins and sparking a huge fire there. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.